Through the falling snow, Jack saw two people in long dark cloaks. They were hurrying toward a tall oak, and high in the oak was the magic treehouse.
"Oh no," said Jack.
The treehouse was back, and someone else had found it.
"Hey," Jack yelled, "stop."
The treehouse had come for him and Annie, no one else. Jack started running. Annie followed. Jack slipped and fell in the snow, but he scrambled up and kept going. By the time he and Annie got to the treehouse, the two people had climbed up the rope ladder and disappeared inside.
"Come out," Jack yelled. "This is our treehouse," shouted Annie.
Two kids poked their heads out of the treehouse window. They both looked like they were about 13 years old. The boy had tousled red hair and freckles. The girl had sea blue eyes and long curly black hair. Their cheeks were rosy from the cold. They laughed when they saw Jack and Annie.
"Excellent," said the boy.
"We came to find you, but you have found us instead."
"Teddy," cried Annie. "Kathleen, hi."
Teddy was the young sorcerer who worked with Morgan in her library in Camelot. Kathleen was the enchanted Selkie girl who'd helped Jack and Annie on the summer solstice by magically turning them all into seals. Jack was stunned. He had never imagined that their two friends from Camelot might someday visit Frog Creek.
"What are you guys doing here?" he shouted.
"Climb up and we will tell you," said Teddy.
Jack and Annie hurried up the rope ladder. When they climbed inside the treehouse, Annie threw her arms around Teddy and Kathleen.
"I can't believe you came to visit us," she said.
"It pleases me to see you, Annie," said Kathleen.
"And you also, Jack."
Her large blue eyes sparkled.
"It pleases me too," Jack said shyly.
He still thought Kathleen was the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. Even when she'd been a seal, she'd been lovely.
"We went looking for you," said Teddy. "We climbed down and walked through the woods to a road."
"But the road was full of monsters," said Kathleen. "A big red creature nearly ran over us. It made a honking sound."
"Then before we knew it, a giant black monster charged at us. It had a ferocious growl," said Teddy. "We came back here to gather our wits."
"Those weren't monsters," said Annie, laughing. "They were just cars."
"Cars?" said Teddy.